And this study has touched my life tremendously. Each specific story God has used to speak to me in a new way. Now, a little bit about the Book of Mark. The Book of Mark is possibly the first gospel written. It was probably written about between 30 and 40 AD, and it was supposedly written by Mark, who followed the Apostle Peter around. And when he wrote the beginning of the good news of Jesus, the Messiah, the Son of God. It's written in the prophet Isaiah, "Look, I'm sending my messenger ahead of you to prepare a way for you. A voice of one calling out in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight. John the Baptist appeared in the wilderness, preaching a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. And all of Judea and all the people from Jerusalem were coming out. And as they were being baptized in the Jordan, they were confessing their sins. John was dressed in camel hair and had a leather belt around his waist. And his diet was locusts and wild honey. And in the course of his teaching, he said, 'There is one coming after me who is more powerful than me. I am not worthy to kneel down and loosen the strap of his sandals. I baptize you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit.' In those days, Jesus came from Nazareth in Galilee and was baptized in the Jordan by John. And immediately as he was coming up out of the water, he saw the heavens torn open and the Spirit like a dove descending on him. And he heard a voice from heaven saying, 'You are my Son, the Beloved. With you I am well pleased.' And immediately the Spirit drove him out into the wilderness where he stayed for 40 days and was tested by Satan. He was with the wild animals, but the angels looked after him. After John had been arrested, Jesus went into Galilee and began to proclaim the good news from God, saying, 'The time is fulfilled. The kingdom of God is close at hand. Repent and believe in the good news.' As he was walking along the shore of the Lake of Galilee, he saw Simon and Simon's brother Andrew casting a net into the lake. They were fishermen. And he called them, 'Follow me, and I'll make you fishers of people.' And immediately they left their nets and followed him. And going on a little further, he saw James and his brother John, the sons of Zebedee, sitting in their boat, mending their nets. And immediately he called them. And leaving their father Zebedee in the boat with the hired men, they followed him. He went into Capernaum, and immediately on the Sabbath he went into the synagogue and began to teach. And they were amazed at his teaching, because he taught them as one having authority, not as one of the scribes. And word went round about him into all the surrounding district of Galilee. Now immediately on leaving the synagogue, he went with James and John straight into the house of Simon and Andrew. Now, Simon's mother-in-law was in bed with a fever, and immediately they told him about her. And he came to her, and he took her by the hand and helped her up. And the fever left her, and she began to serve them. That day when evening came, they brought to him all who were sick and who were demon-possessed, and the whole town crowded around the door. And he cured many who were sick with various diseases and cast out many demons. But he did not permit the demons to speak because they knew who he was. Early in the morning, long before dawn, Jesus got up and left the house and went to a lonely place and prayed there. Simon and his companions were looking for him. And when they found him, they said, 'Everybody is looking for you.' And he said to them, 'Let us go elsewhere to the neighboring towns, so I can proclaim the good news there. For that is why I have come.' And he went all throughout Galilee, preaching in the synagogues and casting out demons. A man with leprosy ran up and knelt before him and begged him earnestly, saying, 'If you are willing, you can cleanse me.' Jesus was indignant and stretched out his hand and touched him and said, 'I am willing. Be cleansed.' And immediately the leprosy left him, and he was cleansed. And he immediately sent him away and sternly warned him, 'Mind you tell no one anything, but go and show yourself to the priests and offer the sacrifices commanded by Moses for your cleansing, as evidence to them.' The man went away and then started freely proclaiming and telling his story everywhere, so much so that Jesus could no longer enter any town openly, but
had to stay outside in lonely places.
Even so, people from everywhere came to him. Some days later, he went back into Capernaum, and word went round that he was in the house, and such a large crowd gathered that there was no room left, not even in front of the door. And as he was teaching the word to them, some people brought a paralytic carried by four men. And as they could not get the man to him through the crowd, they stripped off the roof over where Jesus was. And after they had dug through, they lowered the stretcher on which the paralytic lay. Seeing their faith, he said to the paralytic, "My child, your sins are forgiven." Now, there are some scribes seated there, and they thought in their hearts, "How can this man talk like this? He's being blasphemous. Who but God can forgive sins?" And immediately, Jesus knew in his spirit what they were thinking in their hearts, and he said to them, "Why do you harbor such thoughts in your hearts? Which of these is easier, to say to the paralytic, 'Your sins are forgiven,' or 'Get up, pick up your stretcher, and walk'? But to prove to you that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins," he said to the paralytic, "Get up, pick up your stretcher, go home." The man got up, and immediately he picked up his stretcher and walked out in front of everyone. And they were overcome with awe and began praising God, saying, "We've never seen anything like this." And he went out to the side of the lake, and he began to teach them. Now, as he was walking along, he saw Levi, the son of Alphaeus, sitting at a tax collector's booth. And he said to him, "Follow me." And immediately he got up and followed him. When he was at dinner at his house, a number of tax collectors and sinners were sitting at the table with Jesus and his disciples, for there are many of them among his followers. Now, when the scribes of the Pharisee party saw this, they said to his disciples, "Why is he eating with tax collectors and sinners?" When Jesus overheard this, he said to them, "It's not the healthy that need a doctor, but the sick. I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners." Great crowds followed him from Galilee and from Judea and Jerusalem and Idumea and Transjordan and Tyre and Sidon. Great numbers had heard of all that he was doing. And he asked his disciples to have a boat ready for him, because he cured so many people that those who were sick with any illness were pressing forward to touch him. And those who were, and the demons, whenever they saw him, they would shout out, "You're the Son of God," which was sternly warned them not to make him known. Now, he went up on a mountaintop, and he summoned those he wanted, and they came. And he appointed 12 to be his disciples to proclaim the good news with the power to drive out demons. He went back into the house, and once again, such a large crowd gathered that they didn't have room even to eat. Now, when his family heard about this, they said, "He's out of his mind." And the scribes who had come from Jerusalem, they were saying, "Beelzebub is in him, and it's by the prince of demons that he drives out demons." When Jesus heard this, he called them to him and spoke to them in parables, saying, "How can Satan drive out Satan? If a kingdom is divided against itself, that kingdom cannot last. In truth, I tell you, every sin and every slander can be forgiven, and all the blasphemies ever uttered. But anyone who blasphemes the Holy Spirit can never be forgiven, but is guilty of an eternal sin." And once again, now his family arrived, and standing outside, they sent a message in asking for him. And a crowd was gathered around him at the time the message was passed to him, saying, "Your mother and your brothers and your sisters are outside looking for you." And he said, "Who
are my mother and my brothers.
And looking at those seated in a circle around him, he said, here are my mother and my brothers. Anyone who does the will of God, he is my brother and my sister and my mother. Once again, he went to the side of the lake and began to teach. Once again, such a large crowd gathered that he got into a boat on the water and sat there. And he began to teach them many things in parables. And in the course of his teaching, he spoke to them this parable. Listen, imagine a sower going out to sow his seed. And some seed fell on the side of the path, and the birds of the air came and ate it up. Some seed fell on rocky ground, where there was little soil. And immediately the plant rose up. But when the sun rose up, it scorched the plant and it withered, for it had no root. Some seed fell among the thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked the plant, and it bore no crop. Some seed fell on good soil, and it grew tall and strong, and it produced a crop of 30, 60, and 100-fold. He who has ears to hear, let him hear. Now, when he was by himself, his disciples came to him and asked what the parables meant. And he said to them, to you it has been given the secrets of the kingdom of God, but to those on the outside, everything is spoken in parables, so that they will listen and listen and never understand, look and look and never perceive, to avoid changing their ways and being healed. He said, do you not understand this parable? Then how will you understand any of the parables? But the sower sowing is the word. And some people are like the seed on the side of the path where the word is sown. They hear the word, but immediately Satan comes and takes away the word sown in them. Some people are like those sown on rocky ground, where they hear the word and receive it with joy, but they have no root deep down. So when some trial or persecution comes on account of the word, immediately they fall away. Then there are those among the thorns, and they hear the word, but the worries of this world and the lure of riches and all the passions come in and choke the word sown in them. Then there are those on the good soil, and they hear the word and accept it, and they produce a crop of 30, 60, 100-fold. Using many parables like these, he spoke the word to them. In fact, he did not speak to them except in parables, but he explained everything to his disciples when they were by themselves. Now, that day when evening came, he said to his disciples, let us cross over to the other side. So they took him, just as he was, in the boat. There were other boats with them. And a great windstorm arose, and the waves began to beat against the side of the boat so it was almost swamped. And Jesus was in the stern, asleep on a cushion. And his disciples came to him and woke him, saying, teacher, don't you care? We're perishing. He got up and he rebuked the wind and said to the waves, quiet, be still. And immediately the wind dropped and there followed a great calm. And he said to his disciples, why are you so afraid? Do you still have no faith? And his disciples were overcome with awe, and they said to one another, who can this be? Even the wind and the waves obey him. When they had crossed again to the other side, a large crowd gathered, so he remained by the shore of the lake. Now, a synagogue official named Jairus ran up and fell at his feet and begged him earnestly, saying, my little daughter is dying. Please come. Lay your hand on her that she might get well and live. So Jesus went with him, and a large crowd gathered, pressing in all around him. Now, there was a woman who had been suffering from a hemorrhage for 12 years. And after long and painful treatments under various doctors, she had spent all that she had, but was no better for it. In fact, she was getting worse. Now, she heard about Jesus, and she came up through the crowd and touched his cloak, thinking, if I just touch his clothes, I'll be healed. And immediately, the bleeding stopped, and she felt in her body that she was healed. And immediately, Jesus felt the power had gone out of him, and he turned around in the crowd and said, "Who touched my clothes?" And his disciples came to him and said, "You see the crowd pressing in all around you. How can you say who touched me?" But Jesus continued looking around to see who had done it. The woman came forward, trembling and afraid, because she knew what had happened to her. And she fell at his feet and told him the whole truth. And Jesus said to her, "My child, your faith has healed you. Go in peace and be free from your suffering." And as he was speaking, some members from the household of the synagogue official came and said to him, "Your daughter is dead. Why put the master to any more trouble?" Jesus overheard them and said to him, "Do not be afraid. Only have faith." And he did not permit the crowd to go with him, but took with him Peter and James and John, the brother of James. And they came to the house of the synagogue official, and there was a great commotion. People were weeping and wailing unrestrainedly. And Jesus said, "Why all this commotion? The child is not dead, but asleep." But they ridiculed him. So he turned them out, and he took with him the child's father and mother and his own companions and went into the room where the little girl lay. And he took her by the hand and said, "Talitha kum," which means, "Little girl, I say to you, get up." The little girl got up and immediately started walking around, for she was 12 years old. And he sternly warned them not to tell anyone what had happened, but to go and give her something to eat. He went from village to village, proclaiming the good news and teaching. And he called his disciples to him, and he began to send them out two by two to proclaim the message with authority over unclean spirits. So they went out, and they began to preach that people should repent. And they drove out demons, and then they anointed sick people with oil and cured them. When the apostles rejoined Jesus, they told him all that they had done and taught. And he said to them, "Come away by yourselves to a lonely place and rest for a while." There were so many coming and going that they didn't even have a chance to eat. So they got in the boat and went to a lonely place so they could be by themselves. But people saw them, and many recognized them. And people from every village ran ahead and reached the place ahead of them on foot. So when Jesus stepped ashore, he saw a large crowd. He had compassion on them, for they were like sheep without a shepherd. And he set to teach them at great length. Now it was getting very late, and his disciples came to him and said, "This is a lonely place, and it's getting very late. Send the people away to the neighboring villages and farms so they can buy themselves something to eat." And Jesus said to them, "You give them something to eat." And they said, "Are we to spend 200 denarii on bread to give these people something to eat?" And Jesus said to them, "How many loaves do you have? Go and see." So, after they had found out, they said to him, 5 and 2 fish. And he gave them orders to have the people sit down in groups on the green grass. And they sat in groups of hundreds and fifties. And taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, he raised his eyes to heaven and said the blessing. And then he broke the loaves and gave them to his disciples to distribute among the people. And he shared out the 2 fish among them all. And they all ate and were satisfied. And they picked up 12 baskets full of broken pieces of bread and fish. And the number that had eaten were 5,000 men. Now, he immediately made his disciples get into the boat and go on ahead to the other side, where he himself sent the crowds away. And after taking leave of them, he went into the hills to pray. Now, when evening came, Jesus was alone on land, and they were out on the lake.
And he saw them hard-pressed in their rowing, straining at their oars, for the wind was against them. At about the sixth hour, he came to them, walking on the water. And he was about to pass them by when they saw him and they cried out, for they thought he was a ghost. They had all seen him walking on the water and were afraid. And he said to them, "Take courage. It is I. Don't be afraid." And he got into the boat, and immediately the wind dropped. And they were utterly and completely dumbfounded, for they had not understood what the miracle of the bread and the loaves had meant, and bread and fish had meant. The word of the Lord.